How to be organised. Brought to you by All Play Learn.
In primary school, I mostly sit in one classroom. Now that I'm in secondary, there are lots of new subjects like science, art, and geography. This means there are lots of different classrooms that I need to go to. To be ready for all my classes, I need to get the books for each subject from my locker. I also need to give myself time to get to the class before the bell goes for the lesson to begin. If I do this, I could be calm and ready for each lesson. Lunch or break time can be a lot of fun. When I'm having fun, I don't feel like stopping what I'm doing to get ready for class. When it is time to get ready for class, I can Option 1, ignore the time and keep doing what I'm doing. Option 2, head to my locker well before the bell to make sure I have plenty of time to get organized. Oops, I don't think the teachers are so keen on me skipping class. Maybe that wasn't the best idea. I have different classes on different days and I can't always remember what is next. When that happens, I can Option 1, check my timetable to work out what I need to take with me and what room I need to go to. My timetable is printed out and stuck to the inside of my locker so that I could easily check it. Option 2, take a guess at what to take with me and where I need to be. This is not my class and I don't have the gear I need. Maybe next time I'll look at my timetable. I now know which books and other stuff I need. I keep each subject's printouts and books in my individual folders that are clearly labelled so that they're easy to find. I grab them from my locker and get ready to go to my class. When I'm new or have a new classroom, I might not know how to remember or where that classroom is. When that happens, I Option 1, get really frustrated and punch my locker. Option 2, ask another student or teacher for help. Now I've hurt my hand, I still don't know where my class will be. Maybe next time I won't punch the locker. I found my class and have everything I need. My teacher is happy when I get to class on time and organized, plus I get to see in the classroom that I want. At the end of the school day, I can't wait to get home and eat and relax. Before I leave, I can Option 1, shove my books into the back of my locker, grab my bag and yell goodbye to my friends. Option 2, put the books back into my locker and check my diary to see what homework I have to complete tonight, then pack the diary and homework into my bag, and I yell goodbye to my friends. Now I'm home and I got my snack, but I forgot to bring my homework home, and I don't remember if I have sport tomorrow or not. That means I'm not sure whether to wear my sports uniform or my school uniform. I had everything I needed to get my homework done, and because I have my timetable stuck into my diary, I was able to organize what I need for school tomorrow too. Now I can relax and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Being organized isn't so hard and it sure takes the pressure off. Things I did to be organized. Keep all my materials for each subject in separate folders. Have my timetable printed inside the door of my locker. Have my timetable printed inside my diary. Take my diary home each day so I know what to bring to school tomorrow. Give myself enough time to get organized before classes. If I'm unsure where a room is, I can ask for help. Check my diary before I leave school at the end of the day.
To download this story and to gain access to other inclusive education resources, visit allplaylearn.org.au. All Play Learn is proudly brought to you by Deakin University and the Victorian Department of Education and Training.